Chapter 7, The Purple Dinosaur. If you walk down about 500 yards down the road from the Fort Bragg Goats, you come to a large modern gray brick building with a sign at the front that reads C Company, 9th PsyOps Battalion, H-3743. This is the U.S. Army's Psychological Operations Headquarters. In May 2003, a little piece of the 1st Earth Battalion philosophy was put into practice by PsyOps behind a disused railway station in the tiny Iraqi town of Al-Qa'im on the Syrian border, shortly after President Bush had announced the end of major hostilities. The story begins with a meeting between two Americans, a Newsweek journalist called Adam Piore, and a PsyOps sergeant called Mark Hadsell. Adam was traveling in a PsyOps Humvee, driving into Al-Qa'im, past the coalition checkpoints, past the main road sign into town, which was shot up and dilapidated, and now read AQM. They pulled up in front of a police station. It was Adam's second day in Iraq. He knew virtually nothing about the country. He badly needed to urinate, but was worried that if he peed in front of the police station or in the bushes, he might offend someone. What were the protocols regarding public urination in Iraq? Adam mentioned his concern to the PsyOps soldier sitting next to him in the Humvee. This was PsyOps's job, to understand and exploit the psyche and the customs of the enemy. "Just go on the front tire," the soldier said to Adam. So Adam jumped out of the Humvee, and that's when PsyOps Sergeant Mark Hadsell wandered over and threatened to kill him. Adam was telling me this story 2 months later, back in the Newsweek offices in New York. We were upstairs in the boardroom, which was decorated with blow-ups of recent Newsweek covers. A masked Islamic fundamentalist with a gun under the headline, "Why They Hate Us," and President and Mrs. Bush in the White House garden, under the headline, "Where We Get Our Strength." Adam is 29, he looks younger, and he trembled a little as he recounted the incident. "So that's how I met the guy," said Adam. He laughed. He said, "Did I want to get shot?" So I quickly zipped up. "Was he smiling as he said it?" I asked. I pictured Sergeant Hadsell, whoever he was, with a big friendly smile on his face, asking Adam if he wanted to be shot. "No," Adam said. "He just said, 'Do you want to be shot?'"